you know, when you talk about guys being injured, and we're here in South Florida, we've got to mention Tua. Tua's going to be back for the Dolphins on Sunday. Do they immediately go from joke of a team, joke of an offense, to, I don't know, a contender again because Tua's back?
I wouldn't call them a contender, but I think we have all realized, even
playoff
though
team.
Maybe. It's still open in the AFC, so sure, they could still go compete for a playoff spot. But what I think we all realized here, and I've been someone that has said Tua is a good quarterback, not a very good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but it shows you why good quarterbacks get elite great money. Because Mike McDaniel without Tua right now looks like a fraud. What happened last week with the lack of targets for Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle is still inconceivable to me, and I can't believe it. And this team misses Tua Tagovailoa. Obvious statement. It doesn't mean Tua's great. It doesn't mean Tua's wonderful and is the best quarterback ever, but the Dolphins need Tua Tagovailoa. And I used to say Tyreek Hill is their most valuable player. I will change that stance. Even though I think Tyreek is their best player, Tua has showed you in this absence why, even though I don't think he's better than Tyreek, he is now their most valuable player.
There's literally no excuse for Tyreek Hill ending a game with one reception for 8 yards.
I don't even get how it happened. Unless if he's dogging it. Like, that's the only way I could justify it, which he wasn't in this case, to be clear. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
What's up with McDaniel?
We read this stat yesterday.
Because you guys, this show has been more critical of McDaniel than most in conversations I've had.
We have, because he's earned it. We love him, and we're very praiseworthy of him when he deserves it. But there has been, we've been clear about it. Teams lose starting quarterbacks. When the backup comes in, they don't become the bad news Bears. It doesn't go from that to that the way it has with the Dolphins. We saw it this weekend when Marcus Mariota came in for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
and for two tutties and 200 yards.
And look at last year with all the quarterbacks, Joe Flacco and Jake Browning. You know, I know that the Bengals didn't make the playoffs, but they were competent. I was in Philly when I know that team was already established, but you had Nick Foles, come on in for Carson Wentz. I think the bigger point here is also Chris Greer. He laughed in the media's face this year about the offensive line when you have a quarterback that has an injury history. And you know that a quarterback with an injury history, and I remember you guys got mad at me when I said this, it was great that Tua was healthy last year, but one hit, one concussion, and we're right back where we were 2 years ago, and that's where we are now. And how you didn't have a better backup quarterback on this roster? It's not like, all right, you have Mahomes, and then it's like, all righty, I know Mahomes suffered a few injuries, but nothing major. Like, that's a little bit of a different story. This is a quarterback that has been more hurt than healthy in his career. And you had no plan at the backup quarterback position.
Gelb, something Hawk and I have differed, though, and 100% right. Like, everything you just said is 100% right. They should have had a better plan. But now, knowing that they didn't, over 4 games in 5 weeks, there's a bye week mixed in there, for the offense and all 4 of those games to look as putrid and as anemic as it did, isn't it the head coach's job at some point to figure out a way, given the circumstances and the personnel, to maximize it, to at least put the offense in a position.
My point, make it look decent.
Correct.
My counterpoint to that is, find me the head coach who can make Tim Boyle look decent. Because he's shown you, look at his stats over his NFL career. He's shown you that's an impossible task.
But here's the thing.
So that's bad on Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel.
Totally get it.
Agreeing to keep him around. So I say, like, okay, there's only so much Mike McDaniel can do. If Tim Boyle's incapable of driving down to score a touchdown, what's the point?
Totally get it. But with that being said, the Dolphins, if you had to be in this situation, which, like, pick the disease that you'd rather have, where you're losing your quarterback, you're in a great situation on paper compared to other teams, because there's ways to be creative enough to put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig, but be decent when you got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. You know,
their running game was kind of decent on Sunday. They had a couple of inopportune fumbles that cost them. Like, it wasn't like, for me, it wasn't as bad as maybe we think it was, because there were some turnovers. The bad parts were that Tyreek and Jalen didn't get any balls. But for me, I go, that's on Tyler Huntley. And that's on Tim Boyle.
Okay.
There's no way Mike McDaniel is saying, here's what you need to do. Target Jonnu Smith a lot and don't worry about Hill and Waddle. There's no way.
Let me ask you this, because we know Stephen Ross is getting up there in age, and we know he's tried to go big star hunting before. Out of 100%, before I get to the name that I'll throw out there, which I think it's pretty obvious, what do you think the likelihood is that Greer and Mike McDaniel are back next year? Out of 100%.
I think McDaniel, 100%. I think Chris Greer is probably flirting at 50% right now.
Okay. So if you're going to blow out the GM and you're going to bring a new GM in and you're going to acquire a coach, would you just hand it over to Belichick and have Belichick run the entire thing? Where Bill Belichick right now hates the guts of Robert Kraft when he picked Gerard Mayo 5 years ago. We know that would be kind of a Stephen Ross type of move.
No, because I've seen Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, and he's just another coach. And I've seen Mike McDaniel with Tua, and I think he's better than just another coach. Not that he's better than Belichick, obviously.
So Belichick, the GM, when Brady left, take out the cam year, had three bottom five rosters that the GM put together. Belichick, the coach, though, with three bottom five rosters, took that team to the playoffs. Then the following year had that team at 8-9. And then they finally had the rug slip out from underneath them. Belichick, the coach at the end, was not a bad coach. Belichick, the GM, was bad.
And Vic Fangio, and then bringing in this whole new breed of new style coaching and attitude, and then going back to Bill Belichick.
How about Vrabel?
Not doing it. I like Mike McDaniel. I wouldn't have this conversation. I've seen Mike McDaniel when Tua is healthy, and it's a brilliant combo. The combo of those two are brilliant.
Okay. Brilliant. They're good. They're make a playoff type of team and not beat anybody.
I think you're forgetting the last couple of seasons, how good they look. Tua was an MVP candidate at one point.
Hold on. Refresh my memory. What happened in Kansas City when the Chiefs offense
was terrible? I get the end of the season. I'm just telling you, they look like brilliant.
They put up 70 against the Broncos.
Duo.
Come on. How many more times did I hear about them putting up 70 against the Broncos? Come on.
I could talk about putting up 70 this year because it's happened
shirts older than six that
games.
Now.
It's over six games total. They have put up 70 points this year. Zach Gelb, he is at the WFAN studios in New York, and he joins us on Wednesdays. Talk a little football and basketball and all that hoo-ha. Thank you for your time, Gelby. Appreciate it.
You got it. That was a hoo-ha chat. I like that.
Good job. Was a hoo-ha chat. Enjoyed it very much. Later.